Mike O'Mara Show.
On our show today, one of the great singers of our time, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Love Regis. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Where the hell is Buzz?
He'll be along.
Yeah, he'll be along. Where the hell is he?
He didn't bring his timer, so obviously he's not aware of the length of the break.
We got to get to this kid right away. This is a very composed young man who I saw today. You saw the same segment on the Today Show.
Amazing stuff.
We're talking to Casey Edwards from Casey. Are you from Melbourne, Florida? Is that I know that's where they said the attack occurred, right?
No, sir. I'm from Okeechobee, and an attack occurred in Okeechobee as well.
Oh, it did. Okay. I guess Melbourne. I don't know why you said I saw that somewhere, but
Okeechobee. Yeah, that's where I was transported that in a helicopter to Melbourne, Florida, to the hospital.
Oh, that's where you are now,
Casey. Before we get started, I got a million questions for you because I spend a lot of time relatively close to Okeechobee. I mean, it's inland. I'm down in South Fort Myers. I spend some time down there, and I'm aware of the gator issues that people have down there. But I wanted to give you a compliment. Saw you today on you were being interviewed, and I find you remarkably composed, not only for any young man who's doing television interviews, but for what you've gone through. You're a very composed young guy, and you should be very proud of that. And I thought your friends were pretty stand up too. So congratulations.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, sir. I really do. But I just feel like there's a story that needs to be told along goes along with this. It just definitely needs to raise awareness. These gators are definitely, they're aggressive creatures, and especially the larger they get, and the larger the population goes, the more aggressive they're going to get. And it's next time it happens, next person might not be so lucky. They might lose more than the left arm. So,
Casey, for those of our listeners around the country that have not become aware of your story, it is all over the place. But if you can briefly walk us through this is something that happened in the morning, and you were swimming in a canal. And tell us kind of in a brief way what happened.
Okay. Well, basically, buddies were sitting around talking, and something got brought up about what I had done. I had swam a part of the lake back in high school, and I basically said, I'll do it again, and I jumped up, and wee hours of Sunday morning. By the way, we were not intoxicated. I know there's several reports, but even the cops and FWC officers have agreed that we were not intoxicated.
I heard them say that to you, and really, a counter to that would be, I don't think, whether you had a few beers at 6 in the evening or 2 o'clock or whatever, and you're out there having some beers with your buddy, it doesn't matter to me because it sure as hell didn't matter to the alligator.
Right.
Right.
Well, we weren't impaired enough to that. It wasn't impaired in our judgment. I'm kind of a thrill seeker, so I just jumped in, to swim.
Right.
I was swimming, and I was swimming parallel to a buoy line. It was a lock that basically connected the rim ditch to the lake. Nevin Slough right there is the name of the place. And I was swimming across it, and I got about halfway, and I felt something latch onto my left arm. And I turned around, and it was a sensation of a huge pair of needle-nose pliers just gripped down so tight. It was almost like a suction cup feeling. I knew it was about to do a death roll, and it started spinning and flopping, just doing all kinds of maneuvers under the water. And I grabbed a hold of the buoy line with my right arm.
This alligator was roughly 11 and a half feet long?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when I heard this the first time, having been down there and I've seen these, I've seen a 5-footer. And a 5-footer is a dinosaur. It's a prehistoric thing you want to avoid. 11 and a half feet. This is a monster gator we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Here.
Well, for me to hang on to the buoy line when he pulled me under the water about 5 times, basically trying to drown me, and I kept pulling myself up to gasp for air.
Yeah,
I definitely had God on my side out there holding me to that right line.
The thing is, and it is a tragedy that you've lost your arm here, but it is an absolute, and I think you recognize the miracle it is that you are still around.
I cannot believe
you survived.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you weren't more banged up. You looked really the arm was obviously the issue here, but you looked like you made it through this thing. And what is going through your mind when it's going into that death roll? And everybody, if you don't know what we're talking about, the alligator goes into this spiral and is really trying to, pull him under the water.
Drive
because that's the way they're going to, get their prey.
Right.
What's going through your mind the first time he latches on him when he's pulling you under the water?
Well, he pulled me underwater, and I looked down, and I saw the water right there is actually about 25 foot deep, and I could tell it was a pretty good depth. And I knew that if I let go of the line, he was probably going to bring me under. I was going to drown, and I didn't know if my body was going to be recovered. I was completely conscious the whole time. It was excruciatingly painful, but he looked at me. I could just feel his strength. He just felt almost like a machine, like something mechanical almost. He was just so strong, And you know, just I couldn't believe that, you know, I held onto the rope, and finally he did let go. I didn't realize that he left with my arm. I didn't realize I had lost my arm at the time.
You're probably in shock at that point.
Oh my
right.
God.
Yeah, right. And so I let go of the rope and I began to try to paddle back, and about 10 seconds after that I felt the wake from the alligator approach me again. And
I didn't know that. That I hadn't heard. I didn't
right.
know that he came. Did he come back again to
Oh yeah, he did, and he hit me in my stomach. I got a pretty good cut on my stomach. And
when you say he hit you, he bit you or hit you?
He just ran into me, pretty much knocked the wind out of me. Just basically coming back, and it was pretty dark, so all I could see, I saw him when he surfaced the first time. I really didn't see him the second time when he did that. But I stuck my hands underwater and found his eyeball and stuck my middle finger in it.
Good.
As hard as I could. And the gator at that time swirled and went the other direction. And I knew I had just, you know, seconds to get out of there. So
now you're with two of your buddies at this point, right?
Yeah, I had about a half dozen of my friends up on the bank.
Okay, half dozen.
I could hear them screaming and stuff at this time. And I knew I had to get back to the other side of the bank. So I started swimming, and it was at this point that I realized that, you know, most or all of my left arm was gone.
Oh my God.
So I kind of went on my side, and I just paddled my way back. And my friend Robin Spires, Robbie, grabbed me and pulled me the rest of the way up onto the bank out of the danger of the water. And my other friend Robert Schreiber, B.J. Schreiber, went over there, and they both, you know, A's, and Robbie took his shirt off, and they tied a tourniquet and stopped the bleeding on my left arm.
Now, they actually are being credited for they and the EMTs and the people getting you to Melbourne as quick as possible. Credited with saving your life, because, I mean, you would have, bought the farm due to blood loss at that point, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I could feel myself bleeding to death. I could feel life, you know, leaving my body.
Now, you're concerned about this issue down in South Florida, and I guess the whole state of Florida.
Right.
With the gator population, you were saying something along the lines of these alligators need to be controlled because there is such a population explosion of gators right now that they're hyper competitive, is what you're saying for them.
Yeah, basically. I mean, just like anything. I mean, if you get overpopulated with something, I mean, it's just like living in a crowded city. You know, people are going to become more aggressive. You know. And to get ends meet, I mean, the gators are the same way, you know. Just basically, there's just so many of them. They have to be super competitive to survive, and it makes them more aggressive, I believe. And you know, the larger gators need to be exterminated. They're nothing more than a nuisance animal. Not saying, and I mean, they're not endangered species anymore. If you've been around the Lake Okeechobee area or anywhere around Florida, you can see that they're, you know, just boundless in numbers. I mean, there's just huge numbers of them. I mean,
I have been to that area. I mean, I've been down, down Route 41 south of Naples, and you go down there and you see them all over the place. And,
right.
And
I mean,
it's amazing, the monsters. You think of alligators, but there's some of these things, you have to be close to them to realize how – well, an 11-and-a-half-footer.
Twice as long as a human.
That's a huge alligator.
Yeah. You don't get the – just from seeing them, I mean, you can go on the bank on the one day, like, you know, fishing out in the lake. And you can see, you know, 200 of them sunning themselves on the bank at any given time, just pile on top of each other.
Now, Casey, before this happened, before this tragedy happened to you, is this, you know, this attitude you have as far as the controlling the population, was this born out of the tragedy? Had you heard other people, you know, in your family or you know, friends of yours talk about this issue of overpopulation? Is it a big deal around Okeechobee down there in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely, like, brought this situation up before, you know, just they're a nuisance animal. Really, they are, and I just my cousin does a lot of hunting with them, and on hunting trips we've spoke about it before. You know, just basically the people that do draw the lotteries, you know, a lot of them don't have enough experience, and they're going out there and they're killing, you know, 4 or 5 foot gators, you know, not the ones that really need to be took. And I mean, they need to go out there, and they need to get experienced trappers and make sure that there's tickets in their hands so they can go out there and they can get rid of the big ones, and, you know, just then can control the numbers a little.
Are you a native Floridian? You've been there your whole life.
I was born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I moved down here when I was 6, though, so I'm pretty.
So
much
you're a native, pretty much a native. You've been doing,
yeah.
And have you been out and out? You know, the kids down in this part of the state are usually you're all pretty active outdoorsmen. You do a lot of hunting and fishing down there.
Yeah, I do a lot of hog hunting, deer hunting.
You know, so when you went into the water, you had to have a little bit of knowledge that this is nighttime. Not necessarily. It's kind of a daredevil move, a little bit, wasn't it, when you did this?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not kind of. I mean, I like trying to kind of be that kind of guy. You know, just keep excitement up. You know, and
Did anybody with, and you said you're there with half a dozen of your buddies, did anybody, was there any gator talk prior to diving in? Were you aware that there were any of these around?
No. I mean, we were like, nobody really even mentioned anything about it. You know, just kind of, we were just sitting up there talking. We'd watched the Ultimate Fighter finale, you know, earlier.
That get you ramped up a little bit,
Absolutely,
Casey?
Absolutely, yeah. Right.
Wow. So, I have a question, because obviously.
Go Rampage Jackson, that's all I'm
going to say. UFC. We'll get you some t-shirts, probably. Yeah. I think we can do. We have a lot of UFC guys that come on
good
this
deal.
Show.
Well, if you're going to make sure you got to get 88 Dale Jr. Got to get that in there, too.
88 Dale Jr. You know,
and,
you are.
And John McCain. Yeah. Yeah.
We're Barack. Sorry, you lost us there. We're Barack Obama Station.
No
t-shirts
now. So,
yes, you're living up to that Southern boy, that Southern white boy thing all the way, Casey.
You'll just use them for tourniquets.
Casey, where have you always been? The word that I would use is you're a ballsy kid, and I liked it. I liked when I saw you on TV, and then Beth Ann said we were going to get you on the show today. The composure. Have you always been kind of? You seem unflappable. Have you always been that way? I mean,
I'm not saying I had a rough upbringing or anything. You know, I've always been try to keep pretty composed and stay strong for everybody and any kind of tragedy that happened. I mean, I did go to the military for a little while and went through basic and everything. And
Did they kick you out?
I was medically discharged for an arachnoid cyst that I had in my head. So I was going to be in the airborne, and they said the pressure from jumping out of the airplanes was going to be too much.
Oh, so it was a legitimate discharge now, there.
Right. Oh, yeah, honorable medical, definitely.
Okay. So, did you suffer any shock after or even during the alligator attack? Was there shock?
Hold on one second. My IV's beeping, man.
Oh, your IV's beeping. Okay.
I was telling the nurse real quick.
Casey, and I haven't told my listeners this. This kid's still in the hospital.
Wow.
He had his Beth Ann comes to me and said, you just had your dressing changed a little while ago, right?
Yeah, well, I was talking to some FWC officers at the same time, waiting for Fox News to call me and get my dressing changed.
You know, and it is your 15 minutes, and, you know, if anybody deserves to enjoy it, I think it's you. The composure I was talking about, I'm 49 years old. If an alligator bites my arm off, I don't think I'm going to be as composed as you are.
No.
Where do you get this strength from? I mean, have you dealt with adversity before in your life?
I've done with my fair share of loss. You know, I think everybody has. Different people just brought up to deal with things differently. I mean, I've always been brought up to, you know, deal with it, you know, and just keep your head up and, you know, keep your chin up and just don't whine or be crying about it. You know, if something happens, you got to walk on with it.
And the good news is, out of this, is that apparently you're a very good candidate for a prosthetic, one of the state-of-the-art prosthetics that they're gonna work with you.
Hopefully, I got a pretty good amount of meat up there still, so maybe they might be able to rig something up and attach it up there.
Good. Wow. You got a girlfriend, Casey?
I'm beating down the doors.
Good
yeah,
for
I
you.
I was going to say. Good you, for you.
You. I mean, if you didn't have them before, you're going to have them right now. Is there any, you know, taken away from this as far as, you know, what you would say? You know, you want the happy ending. You know, don't go near the lake. Don't go near alligators. Don't swim at night. If you're around Lake Okeechobee, not a good idea to jump into a canal at night. You would agree with that, right, Casey?
Yeah, I mean, that's not the message I'm trying to send or anything like that for anybody, especially for little kids or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, you want to stay away from it. And you're gonna parlay this into like a color commentary job for NASCAR or UFC or something like that?
I would love to do that. You guys gotta get the ball rolling. I'll do whatever I need to do.
I'm gonna let you get to the phone numbers to my producer Beth Ann McBride, and we'll keep in touch. I'd like to see how your progress is going, because I think you're a pretty composed young guy.
Amazing.
And really, best of luck to you with all this. It's an amazing tragedy, but it sounds like you're doing fine, and you're actually, you know, even through the tragedy, you're enjoying your moment right now, and I say rock and roll to that. Have a
Absolutely.
Good time, okay?
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I'll stay in touch. I'll come down. I'll take you all hog hunting in Okeechobee one day.
I'd love to do that. Thank you, Casey, and good
and
luck
I'll,
to you.
I'll even turn you into a John McCain fan. So.
You know, you might be able to do it. You're a good kid. Take care, Casey.
You too, buddy.
There
Thanks.
He goes.
Thanks, Casey.
I forgot how old he is, but, I mean, he's a kid.
Yeah, really.
I mean, obviously, he's probably mid-20s, something like that.
I would say early 20s.
He's 18?
What?
Oh, so
wow.
he's fresh out of the military. Then he just tried to get. Mm-hmm. He's 18 years old? Jesus, 18 years old, Beth Ann tells me.
Been confirmed, yeah.
This, you know, today I'm looking at this. If anybody didn't get a chance to see this on the tube, the bandage is wrapped around. I mean, it's really, he said he's got a little bit of meat up there, but this is high up on the bicep where this gator got him there. And just an amazingly composed guy. That's why I wanted to talk to him. And I've been down there, you know, it gives you pause. One of the things, I didn't want to freak him out or ask him about this, but one of the things about gators that I do know, there was a person that was attacked, got bitten, and infection can set in. So I think when you heard that IV back there, that's one of their burping on my alligator bite there. One of the things that they concern themselves with is infection after the bite.
That's because alligators don't brush their teeth.
They're filthy. They never even floss. They don't do any of that.
I know. We give them dental rinse. The seal stays on it.
I just cannot believe that he's Saturday, this weekend, this thing happened, and there he is talking to people about
it. It sounds
that.
Like he's moved on, really, except for the treatment he still faces. But emotionally, he's past it.
I am such a pussy when it comes to alligators.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm a little queasy about it myself.
I pull the car off, and I know I like, but I love looking at him.
Well, you're smart. You don't want to mess with them.
The kid should do one thing, though. He really, because he is kind of being this unofficial spokesperson for controlling the population down there. And I know that there have been some people down in South Florida that have some issues with the gator population. But, you know, get the facts in line before. But he's trying to do this unofficial. He's doing it all on his own.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows? I see a lot of them. I see them in the lake system. You never know.
He has one very, very substantiated fact that he can always go back to. is that an alligator bit his arm off.
You'd have to take the prosthetic off at that point, you know, and you have to say, see what happens?
It's hard to argue with that.
I know what I'm talking about.
What would be great if he's on the Senate floor, if he could rig it that when he approaches the lectern, his arm falls off.
And you hear this, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, and now he's approaching the lectern right now.
See
what I'm talking about?
This is horrible.
This is what I'm talking about. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, you guys ready for just a little bit of Phonorama?
Love it.
Yeah.
Phonorama. We might have a little Pater at Pride. Might have a little Audio Vault. You never know.
Who knows?
But right now, get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. You want to talk about gators? You want to talk about, well, he was talking about it, McCain Obama.
Gators,
you want to talk
haters.
About them gas prices? You want to talk about anything you want?
Anything.
You can do it right now. It's Phonorama, 877-365-3636, and we'll have the Hollywood Hot Sheet. We'll be back right after this. Hello?
There it is.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.